Six Nations Elected Council updated the community on the current status of Six Nations community members being eligible to receive compensation in the First Nations drinking water settlement during the November 14th General Council meeting. Laura Edwards, JFK Law Associate, detailed that Six Nations was denied eligibility as an impacted First Nation, and also that Six Nations community members have been denied eligibility as well and will therefore not be able to be compensated in the class action settlement.
Unfortunately, in July of this year, the claims administrator responded and denied Six Nations' application to join the class action, stating that there wasn't enough evidence to support their application to be an impacted First Nation under the class action settlement agreement. And there was a time that Six Nations could have appealed that decision, but that ended in September 8th. So as it stands, Six Nations is not on the list of impacted First Nations and cannot be added. So Six Nations of the Band is not eligible to join the class action or to get any band level compensation. And any Six Nations members who were living on Six Nations land during the claim period are also not eligible to join the class action.
Up until the November 14th meeting, Six Nations Elected Council was still encouraging community members to apply individually to show the need for clean drinking water on Six Nations. Edwards explained that because Six Nations was not identified as an impacted First Nation, its members will not be accepted into the class action.
Unfortunately, no, because Six Nations is not on the list of impacted First Nations. It won't matter how many members apply because Six Nations is not on that list. Previously, we had advised that members should still apply and add as much evidence as they can of those drinking water advisories to show that Six Nations is an impacted First Nation. But because now the administrator has said no, it won't matter whether members provide this information or if Six Nations does, they are just off the list.
Councillor Hazel Johnson questioned what kind of proof the administrator would need to accept Six Nations as an impacted First Nation and focused on the fact that many community members have always needed to buy water for their homes instead of accessing water through groundwater wells.
What kind of information are they looking for? Because only speaking for myself, living at our home for over 50 years, all we ever did was buy water because a well was not good. A drilled well was not good, so we couldn't use that water. So we've had to buy, and that is expensive over years, say 50 years of buying water. Mm-hmm. What does that prove? Like, what kind of proof are they looking for? It seems to me like as simple as having to buy water that long. And I know a lot of neighbors, you'd see the trucks pulling in to bring the water there as well. That should stand for something. I guess what I'm... You know, they always say, have a solution. Well, I'm trying to think of what is our solution if somebody's told us we're ineligible. It just doesn't make sense.
Edwards detailed the class action settlement and said that just because Six Nations was not accepted by the terms of this settlement, it does not mean that the problem does not exist within the community.
And I will say that the drinking water class action settlement was quite limited in terms of who could participate. There was some debate around whether or not it was only public systems or private wells that could have a drinking water advisory attached. It could be interpreted both ways. So we took the opinion of private wells were part of the drinking water settlement. And as long as there were drinking water advisories that were broadly applied to a bunch of wells, that should suffice. And my understanding was from the claims administrator's perspective, they didn't get enough evidence of those types of drinking water advisories to put Six Nations on the list of impacted First Nations. That doesn't mean that Six Nations doesn't have a valid claim and that these drinking water issues aren't severe and problematic. It's just under the terms of this settlement agreement alone, Six Nations is not eligible.
She broke down the next steps for Six Nations, which involved developing an action plan with the Government of Canada to find a way to get a better water system in place for the community, as well as Six Nations launching its own claim against Canada to get funding for infrastructure to improve the community's water system.
The two avenues I see for Six Nations really are to come up with an engagement plan directly with Canada to find ways to get you know, more centralized water systems in place and to address the situation with private wells in the immediate future. But you could also launch your own claim to address this issue and to try and get money from Canada to fix these problems. The only issue with launching your own claim, of course, is the expense and the uncertainty of knowing how it will go. And you never know how much money you'll actually get. But these two options aren't mutually exclusive. You could start developing your own engagement plan and strategy and getting Canada involved while also launching a claim and then using that claim to put pressure on Canada to provide the money for the needed infrastructure faster.
She further broke down Six Nations options moving forward and says the community does not have to decide on one or the other. Instead, they could choose to explore both avenues at the same time.
Clarify, the first option is separate from litigation and it focuses more on government-to-government relationships and developing a strategy internally and then approaching Canada with this strategy to say, this is how we're engaging, this is what you need to do for our nation, and we want this sort of money for infrastructure. There's also going to be a new drinking water law passed within the next 6 months-ish, or at least tabled with Parliament. And I know that private well water will be a part of it, or I can only say that to a certain extent, but I'm fairly certain it'll be in there. So that engagement strategy would be separate from litigation, but you can do both at once and use the litigation to put pressure on Canada as part of that strategy to move it forward faster. So there are two options. They're not mutually exclusive. You could choose one, you could choose two, or you could try and you could do both at the same time. It really just depends on what council feels will be best for the community.
Edwards detailed that there was an appeal period that Six Nations could have chose to engage in, but Edwards says she was not made aware of the correspondence between Six Nations elected council and the administrator. And now that the appeal period has passed, Six Nations will no longer be able to become an impacted First Nation. Six Nations elected council did not state why the decision was not appealed.
Six Nations did not appeal the decision. And unfortunately, I didn't receive any of that correspondence, so I wasn't able to provide advice at that time on the appeal process or what additional documents Six Nations could potentially give the administrator. But now that that appeal period has passed, Six Nations is just unable to become an impacted First Nation.
She says that if Six Nations does choose to explore launching its own settlement, JFK Law would need to perform a preliminary claims analysis on the current drinking water situation on Six Nations to determine the strength of Six Nations' claim.
And I also want to qualify our advice to launch a claim by saying that you could do this, but JFK, because we don't know all of the specific facts around drinking water with Six Nations, we would have to do research with you to determine the strength of the claim, like do a preliminary claim analysis first and provide you with a litigation budget. We wouldn't want you launching a claim, of course, that potentially couldn't win. I don't think that would be the case, but I did want to qualify that.
Councillor Melba Thomas says she feels Six Nations has no other choice than to move forward with its own lawsuit to address the drinking water issues faced by Six Nations community members.
We certainly can't just sit by and allow them to not include us in their business concerning Six Nations drinking water. It's a terrible shame, again, that we are, you know, second class citizens, third world some similarities. I think we got no choice but to take the advice of JFK Law and certainly launch our own claim, put the pressure, as you mentioned, on Canada, because we need, it says, specific facts. We don't have those facts, so we need to do a lot of research as to how this came about, how we were affected, and certainly move forward, because if we don't, Our people are going to continue to suffer because, as we all know, we don't have a water line through the entire reserve.
Six Nations elected council moved and passed a motion to have JFK Law begin exploring Six Nations' next steps and complete a preliminary claims analysis on the claim's potential and developing a litigation budget for Six Nations elected council's consideration during the November 14th General Council meeting.